The Social Democrats launched their campaign for May's general elections with a bang over the weekend. At a conference in Teplice on Saturday, they unveiled an ambitious program promising to put the Czech Republic among the top 10 countries of the European Union. Jan Richter has the details.
My jsme ten správnej tým. A naposled.
You cannot not win if you have the right team. The song performed by Social Democrat leaders on a theater stage in Teplice, led by the 1980s hitmaker Michal David. Originally written to celebrate the Czech hockey team's triumph at the Nagano Winter Olympics, the tune might now accompany the Social Democrats to victory. Their program, approved unanimously by party delegates on Saturday, promises to cut the state budget deficit by half by 2013, abolish fees for visits to the doctor, bring back loans for newlyweds that were popular during communism, pay seniors a one-off extra pension, and reintroduce sick leave payments for the first 3 days of sickness, among other things. The program provoked instant criticism from all other parties. The major rivals, the Civic Democrats, compared the pledges to a Czech mission to Mars and said the Social Democrats themselves must realize the promises are not realistic. The Christian Democrat leader, Cyril Svoboda, said the head of the Social Democrats, Jiří Paroubek, was behaving like a control freak. Analysts estimate the cost of all the promises at some 47 billion crowns. To pay for all that, the Social Democrats want to get more EU funds and raise taxes. Political analyst Jiří Pehe believes that the Social Democrats will have to back out of at least some of their promises should they win at the polls.
It is a typical social democratic program. It means it puts emphasis on social programs. It is trying to generate revenues by increasing taxes rather than by cutting taxes or keeping them down. So it is a kind of program that one would expect from a social democratic party. On the other hand, of course, we all know that what the social democrats are promising at this point is probably not 100% realistic. It is an electoral platform, and if they win the elections, they will probably have to be more down to earth than in the program they unveiled.
The campaign style might be cheesy and the promises unrealistic, but they seem to work well with Czech voters. Most recent polls put the Social Democrats strongly in the lead, with their major rival the Civic Democrats lagging behind by more than 10%. It's as if the right-of-center party never fully recovered from the humiliating defeat when their government was toppled during the Czech EU presidency last March. Torn between the followers of President Václav Klaus, who founded the party, and the current leader Mirek Topolánek, they came up with long-term strategy for the Czech Republic, but they somehow haven't managed to get their campaign off the ground. Jiří Pehe again.
I think that the Civic Democrats really have a problem. Moreover, of course, they are not really helped by the fact that the Czech Republic faces an economic crisis, just like most other countries in Europe. And in those situations, it seems to me, people tend to lean towards parties that promise more security.
To counter the Social Democrat offensive, Mr. Topolánek said his party would launch the hot phase of the campaign in mid-April. Meanwhile, Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek already started planning who his coalition partners might be in the next government.
Jan Richter with that report. Now, Aguirre says